Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio, from the Giornata degli Autori at the Venice Festival, and we are here with Shireen Nishant. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Here to present her new film, Looking for Umm Kulthum. Umm Kulthum was a very famous and existed singer of in Egypt that was a huge diva. What attracted to this story?
I think number one was the realization that the most significant artist of the 20th century all over the Middle East happens to be a woman. It was Umm Kulthum. And that she was an untraditional woman. She was not beautiful. And that somehow she appealed to men, women, rich, poor, secular, non-secular, people from Israel to people from Iran and all over the Arab world. She was really an unprecedented phenomenon. And she, when she died, 4 million people went to her funeral in the streets of Cairo. I think both on a personal level and also in my really selfish level, I wanted to talk back to the Western culture to say, listen, we're not all about fanatics and terrorists and all that you imagine we are. We're also a region full of artists, incredible cosmopolitan and rich cultures. And I think, so in many ways, this film serves two purposes. A personal one, me as an artist, as a small artist looking at an iconic female artist from the Middle East. And second, really bringing this woman to the Western attention.
You just said you are an artist, you are a very famous visual artist, and this is your second film. So when you chose to embrace the film world as a way of expressing yourself, which kind of compromises or choices did you have to make compared to your former artistic life?
Well, first of all, this is absolutely the first time that I make a film or a project that does not deal with Iran. That actually, it's a very ambitious thing for me to move away from the Iranian society and move to an Arabic society that I don't know very well, and I'm not Arab. It was extremely brave also to touch the most sacred, iconic figure of Egyptian culture ever. So I don't know why this courage came over me, because many Egyptians have not dared to make a film about her. But there's something in my nature that likes to take on completely challenging projects and almost impossible projects. But I think it is something very gratifying when you take on something and spend years with it. And as painful as it was, I feel you give birth to something that, even if people don't like it or criticize it, but will find a life of its own and will go on to be a cult film or something. And this is not something you can do in a hurry. And for me, making movies is about that, is to make something that lasts for a long time to make, but also has a long life to live.
So basically, there are different codes of expression between visual arts and movies.
Yes.
And for you, the main difference is the time of preparation, of like elaboration and actually realization of the project.
It's more than that, is the audience. I think that with galleries and museum audience, you have a very short attention span. You know, people are passing by, seeing a lot of things, and if you're lucky, they stand long enough to digest your images or your video. But the advantage of having a film audience is two things. One, that they're seated and they won't leave, hopefully, until the film is finished. So you have them for an hour and a half to 2 hours. But also that film appeals to a larger, broader general public, where the art is appealing mostly to one specific audience that is very informed about art history. I think for me, is mass culture is really provocative and interesting, because you're closer to the people, a little bit more distant from the market and the more elite community.
I understand. You just said before that it was very important for you to talk about the life about this very, very important woman. And your first movie was about women. And in this film, the director of the film inside the film is a woman who is questioning her own professional slash personal role. Is it still difficult for a woman to be more than just a mother and wife?
Certainly. I think that this question applies not only to Middle Eastern women, but Italian women, to American women. The question of, you know, the choice that women have to make and how conflicted they are in between pursuing a nuclear family, raising children, which is quite demanding, and yet being 100% devoted to their career. And sometimes they just don't go very well together. Most of the iconic female visual artists that I know very closely, like Cindy Sherman, Marina Abramovic, or you think of Maria Callas, you think about Edith Piaf, Billie Holiday, some of the most iconic, successful artists, female artists, have never had children, have never had traditional life, because they just couldn't balance it with the work that was so demanding from them. So this is really what this film is about, is to really show the price that the women have to pay, the amount of sacrifice they have to make in order to be successful and really devote themselves to their career.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your film, first of all. And thanks for having been with us. This is Shireen Nishat, director of Looking for Um Kulthum at the Giornata degli Autori for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.